This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Something extraordinarily bad happened on CNN yesterday. No, not CNN. I'm not talking about them. They're horrific. Don't get me wrong. You know, I've been around the law my entire life. My entire adult life. Went to law school at a very young age. Graduated at a very young age. Became a member of the bar at a very young age. And even today, in some respects, I've practiced law since I was 22, 23 years old. And there are certain rules that you must comply with. Every year now, we have what's called Continuing Legal Education, CLE. It really started with John Dean as a result of his conduct during the Nixon administration. The various state bars decided in their own ways that all of us should be punished and we should all take these Continuing Legal Education courses. Each state kind of varies in what they require. Virginia requires fairly stringent amount of coursework, and so forth. We also have rules of professional conduct in each state. Very elaborate, heavily debated rules of professional conduct put out by the bar, approved by the Supreme Court of each state. And you wouldn't know it. There are certain rules of professional conduct for judges, too. Just because a judge is a lifetime appointee, they're not kings. They're not queens. They have ethical obligations to the law, ethical obligations to doing justice. And over the course of the history of our country, they have failed, many of them. My first book, Men in Black, lays out the case of one Supreme Court justice after another. Some of them were bigots and racists. Some of them had dementia and they stayed on way too long. Some of them were chasing their female law clerks around a table. Some of them were on the take. Most of them weren't any of these things, but the sum of them is too many. If I had to guess today, there's been about 150 Supreme Court justices, give or take, not many more. We have about 1,000 federal district court judges. These are the most coveted yet easiest jobs, lifetime jobs, anyone can ever hold. You can literally be an idiot and be a federal district judge if you get through the confirmation process. You have law clerks who help you. It's really not a full-time job. Unless you're really, really focused on it. And it can go to your head. You sit there in the courtroom and Your Honor this and Your Honor that, and the lawyer's a little nervous. Certainly the witnesses, very, very nervous because you have an awful lot of power with your lifetime appointment. And there's not a lot asked of these judges. But one of the things that's asked of the judges is stay the hell out of politics. Stay the hell out of politics. You have a lifetime appointment. What would you say about a federal judge in Washington, D.C., who goes on CNN and trashes Donald Trump? What would you say about that? I've never seen anything like this before. I've never heard of anything like this before. A federal judge who goes on CNN and trashes Donald Trump. And of course, in the middle of an election, excuse me, and while there's these legal cases going on. What an arrogant SOB. Because that federal judge knows there's no chance in hell, even if he's impeached, that the Senate would convict him. And so, rather than comply with the rules of professional conduct for lawyers, the rules for judicial conduct, obviously for judges, and over 200 years of experience, this judge takes it upon himself to go on CNN and trash Donald Trump. His name is Reggie Walton. I'm well familiar with him. His name is Reggie Walton. He worked his way onto the federal bench with a variety of choices, Democrat and Republican. He's not considered the brightest judge on the bench. I can tell you that right now. I've dealt with him myself. And what you're about to hear is the most brazen, grotesque violation of judicial ethics. In this way, and in this fashion, ever. Ever. Now, did he ask to go on CNN, or did CNN ask him? Does it matter? But apparently he asked. Cut 17, go.
I think to a lot of people, the dangers of attacking a judge and his family and their family is clear. I wonder how you would respond to something like this.
So let's stop for a minute. She's talking about Donald Trump, who is exposing the elected Democrat judge and his radical left daughter in the Alvin Bragg case. And Caitlin Collins is a complete fraud. She used to be in conservative media, but now she sees this is where the action is. And I want to remind you folks that Chuck Schumer, in front of the Supreme Court of the United States, pointed to the court and threatened two Supreme Court justices, pointed to the court and threatened Kavanaugh and Gorsuch by name. And no damn federal judge went on CNN to complain about that. Not one. Not one. And Judge Walton, so-called judge, I can tell you this. If I ever had a case in Washington, D.C., I would demand that it never be presented in front of Walton because he's exposed himself. He's exposed himself. What does he say? Go ahead.
Well, it's very disconcerting to have someone, making comments about a judge, and it's particularly problematic when those comments are in the form of a threat.
They were not in the form of a threat, Judge. The threat came from Schumer against two Supreme Court justices. Why didn't you drag your ass on the CNN then? You understand, Judge? You're now open to public criticism. You got it, right? Now it's clear. You're a partisan political hack in a black robe. That's what you are, Walton. You want to make these comments? You resign. You get off the damn bench. Then you go on CNN. That's what you do. You have violated, I don't know how many provisions of the rules of professional conduct for lawyers, and even more for judges. There was no threat made against the judge or his daughter. If there had been a threat made against the judge or his daughter, the judge would know how to deal with it. You, a federal judge, going on CNN in front of a grifter, phony host, spewing what you're spewing is an outrage. Go ahead.
Family. I mean, we do these jobs because we're committed to the rule of law and we believe in the rule of law. And the rule of law can only function effectively when we have judges who are prepared to carry out their duties without the threat of
there was no threat. There was no threat of potential physical harm. I challenge you, Judge, right now. Show us the threat. Give us the language. Because you're the only one who saw it. And you sat silently in your courtroom, in your cloistered environment, when Chuck Schumer did, in fact, Mr. Producer, during the break, grab that Schumer cut, will you? Did, in fact, attack two Supreme Court justices. You said nothing, even though it's about a mile away from your courthouse. Down Pennsylvania Avenue. You said nothing. And Caitlin Collins said nothing. This is unbelievable. Literally, folks, this is unseemly. Cut 18, go.
And we had a judge out in Chicago who someone came after her. And fortunately, she was not there, but her family members were. And several of them lost their lives.
So now Donald Trump, see the projection? See what happens here? They were going after the judge, wasn't there. Family members were killed, as I recall, because this individual didn't like the way this judge ruled. What does that have to do with Trump? Absolutely nothing. Zero. Go ahead.
That we live with, but you try not to let it impact on your day-to-day life.
I don't expect you to get political here, obviously.
Look but how devious and diabolical this Collins is. But Walton must have known it. Go ahead.
Well, Trump considers when he posts something like this.
I can't get into someone's mind.
When he posts something like this. Post something like this. Ms. Collins, how many death threats has Donald Trump received, do you know? Do you care? Have you asked? How many death threats did Supreme Court justices get when the Dobbs decision was leaked and after it was issued? Sam Alito implied that they got a lot, especially him, because he wrote it. Did you care? You didn't give a damn. You trash Clarence Thomas day in and day out. The Democrat Party does. How many death threats has he received? Huh? How many? You people sit there with your snobbery. The media called Trump Hitler. Gee, I wonder if that incites any violence. And we know that what you did to Kavanaugh almost cost him his life. Some punk traveled from California, armed, ready to take him out. Kavanaugh. But no, don't criticize the judge in New York, you see. I don't know, Walton. Did you speak out with the treatment of Kavanaugh? who was a federal appellate judge in your same courthouse, by the way. Did you speak out for him? Did you feel moved to go in CNN and say this treatment's outrageous, what you're doing to the judiciary? It can cause threats. How many lies, excuse me, threats about his life did Kavanaugh receive? Caitlin Collins? Sick. This is so sick. And this judge. This is a judge. Go ahead.
The impact that they're doing, but I would think that any reasonable thinking person would appreciate that when they say things, it can sometimes resonate with others. And I think that's particularly true when you have somebody who has status in our society and they
say
make
his
certain...
name. Say his name. Say his name. So when the Democrats trash Supreme Court justices, when the Democrats trash the judge in Florida, what about that, Walton? Is that okay? Go ahead.
Cause people to act on those statements, even if they don't necessarily intend for someone to do so. So I think it's very important that people in particular.
All right, so here's the deal. I challenge Caitlin Collins right now to have Schumer on her show, play what he said, and ask him if he was responsible for potential violence against the justices. I wanted to bring Durbin, and better yet, Harris, who was promoted to vice president, what she said and what they said about Kavanaugh. I'd love to know about it. Meanwhile, the militia for the Democrat Party was marching up and down the homes and the residences, I should say, of Supreme Court justices, and the Attorney General of the United States didn't do a damn thing about it. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Now, that is a direct threat against two Supreme Court justices. And this guy, Reggie Walton, this so-called judge, he didn't ask to go on CNN to talk about that. Trump never said anything like that about any federal judge at any time. District court, appellate court, Supreme Court. Never, ever, ever spoke those words. And there's CNN with the fraud, Collins. I'm not done. I'll be right back. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000.
800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, radio's hell-raising intellectual. Call now, 877-381-3811.
These judges don't deserve respect for the offices they hold when they abuse them as they do. They deserve our contempt. I'm not done. As this Caitlin Collins continues with Reggie Walton, who calls himself a judge. Cut 19, go.
You're someone who has always been really straightforward in your assessment of the former president. You know,
okay, stop right there. Why is he discussing the former president? Is he a commentator? Is he a political operative? Now, I want to try and educate some of the defense lawyers out there. Every single lawyer who has as a client anyone from January 6th must immediately file an appeal, get a transcription of this interview, even though this judge, well, let me put it this way, anybody who was before this judge, and make the case immediately. If any of the January 6ers were in front of this guy, make the case about his ethics, make the case about his bias, make the case that there was no way that he should have been hearing any of these cases. Go ahead.
Comments when you're sentencing people, when you're in these cases, you once referred to him as a charlatan at the sentencing of a January 6th defendant. I know you've gotten a lot of those cases before you. You said that you don't think he cares about democracy, only power, that you once seemed to suggest you weren't sure he'd accept defeat if he lost.
Now this is amazing. Of course, we as a nation didn't know this about this judge. He said all these statements during sentencing. Yes, these people should be pardoned. Because this judge shouldn't be a judge. He should be a commentator on NBC, MSNBC, or CNN. He should not be a judge. He made all these statements during sentencing? Why, was he sentencing Donald Trump? No. So he's attacking Donald Trump? If Caitlin Collins is accurate, which could be highly questionable, but let's assume she is here. Called Trump a charlatan? That he doesn't care about democracy? That he wouldn't accept an election loss? You're sitting there as a lifetime appointee. Your job is to interpret the law. And you're giving political speeches as if you're one of these Democrat hacks on CNN or MSNBC or one of these Democrat frauds on the floor of the House or the Senate. Is that it, Judge Walton? Do I have that about right? Is that what you did? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and you ought to resign immediately. And if I had a case in front of this guy, I would immediately make a motion. Not just that he recuse himself, but that you immediately make a motion. That you want to move it to another courtroom. No, I mean outside of Washington, D.C. These judges all talk to each other. They have lunch with each other. They socialize with each other. That's what they do. I know. I've seen it. I've been there. Charlatan doesn't care about it. There's a judge from the bench. Go ahead.
Do you still feel that way tonight?
I'd rather not comment on that. I mean, I've made those, you know, the comments I've made in the context of the sentencing I impose, because I'm hoping that what I say to the individuals who I'm sentencing will resonate with them and cause them to rethink the activity
Hold on. You're sentencing them for what they did. What do you mean cause them to rethink? You're not a psychologist. What the hell are you doing, Judge? I mean, honest to God, you're so full of crap, it's not even funny. No, you don't deserve my respect. When you're a real judge and you act like a judge, that's one thing. I can disagree with you. No. This is you're a commentator for CNN and MSNBC with a black robe. That's what you are. This is appalling. I've never heard of an interview like this ever of a sitting federal judge who has cases in front of him. And look, he even condemns himself. He wants these people to understand, wants them to rethink their allegiance to Trump and what they did. Okay, then why did you take the case at all, Judge? If that's what you think about that person you're sentencing. You come to this with an animus. Go ahead.
And that brought them before the court and hopefully
deterred.
Let's
get a cut 20. Go ahead.
It's rare that we get to hear from a sitting federal judge.
Oh, it's rare. Can you give me another case? She's such a dimwit. It's not even funny. She's such a fraud. But she's figured out the angle of being part of the Washington media crap. She's figured it out. It's not about journalism. It's about gotcha. It's about Trump. That's all. Low IQ moron. Go ahead.
It's rare that we get to hear from a sitting federal judge, but obviously this is a gravely important issue. I wonder what made you speak out tonight.
So he obviously contacted them. He wanted to speak out. I mean, I can't imagine the press is running around contacting all these courtrooms saying, does your judge want to talk about Trump? Go ahead.
Well, I am concerned because, like I say, we have had judges who've lost their lives.
Okay, well, I want you to hear this again, Judge, because I don't remember you speaking up at all. You're worried about judges losing their lives. Oh, he's worried about judges losing their lives. Okay, great. We should all be worried about that. But he's not. He's a liar. He wanted to get his political points out, and he's using that as cover because Trump did not threaten that judge or the daughter. Not even close. But Schumer did. Two Supreme Court justices, 1 mile away or less from the courthouse where this judge operates. We all heard it. March 2020. Yet again for Judge Walton. Go.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Threatening the justices. Flat out threatening them. Threatening them. He should have been in front of another judge, the courtroom, and should have been charged with threatening those justices. But he wasn't. Now, this judge is all over CNN. He's going on and on. He's concerned about threats to judges. I don't blame him. But he's not concerned about Schumer. He's not concerned that what Schumer did and what Schumer said might ignite some kind of nut job to hurt somebody. He didn't go on CNN when the Attorney General of the United States himself, a former appellate judge in Washington, D.C., didn't charge a single person with violating federal law when they were trying to intimidate six Supreme Court justices on the Dobbs decision. He didn't come out, say, CNN, you know, I'm very concerned here about the possibility of damage, these people walking around, nobody's been charged, it's federal. He didn't say that. He didn't say it. And of course, Collins, she didn't play the Schumer audio for him. There's really video for TV. I mean, it's made for TV. No, she didn't show the Democrat Party militia with their bullhorns, with their signs, screaming at justices where their kids and their grandkids could hear in the middle of the night and the neighbors too. And that
Not a single one of them was charged for violating federal law, and there is a federal law that prevents the intimidation of judges. Nothing. What about this, Judge Walton? This is why none of them would ever come with me on my show. What about this, Judge Walton? You didn't ask to come on here and condemn Schumer. You didn't ask to come on here and condemn Merrickless Garland, did you? I have never, ever, ever seen anything like this. I mean, you get these judges afterwards who've sort of lost their minds, like Mike Ludig and so forth, but he's not a judge anymore. He's just a schmo. This man has an active caseload, and an active caseload involving people who support Donald Trump. And from the bench, he's been throwing around, certainly by insinuation, Donald Trump's name in very vile and contemptible ways, giving his opinion on matters that are not before him, giving his opinion on matters that were not tried in front of him, sentencing people and using Donald Trump. That in and of itself should get his ass kicked off the bench. But now this is, let me tell you something. If this judge gets away with this, there'll be no turning back. It sets a precedent. Now judges can go on TV and give opinions about politicians. Now judges can go on TV and give opinions in a presidential election. I'm very concerned. So if a Republican judge went on Fox and said, I'm very concerned about Biden, very, very concerned, the way he threatened the Supreme Court after decision with Harvard. Remember that? The Asian kids said the Supreme Court is not normal. Or the way he defies Supreme Court decisions, I'm worried that he won't enforce the law. What do you think would happen to that judge, America? What do you think they'd say about Fox, America? What do you think they'd say about the host that conducted the interview, America? This is the America we live in today. Sickening. Sickening. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. You know, it's just amazing when you think it can't get worse. It gets a lot worse, and I'm sure it's going to get a lot worse than it already has. These Democrats are creating a scenario, January 6th, Trump won't give in, he won't give up, their judges are now on TV. And the truth is, they're destroying the voting system in one state after another. They're making it impossible for authorities, if they care, to ensure that the vote has integrity. So you're not going to be able to raise that anymore with all these lawsuits and other things going on. They've got the media in their back pocket. They talk about democracy. That's okay. So did Stalin and Lenin. They talked about democracy, too. They don't mean it. And the election system, even when they lose, they've got these judges. They have the administrative state, the permanent government. I mean, all this stuff they want to do to your appliances in your home, your automobile, the fact that you have a single-family home, none of that's been passed by statute. None of that's gone through Congress. It's all gone through the EPA and HUD and other bureaucracies that are loyal to the Democrat Party. They don't believe in elections. If they don't win, they don't honor them.
And if they do win, they claim they have this massive mandate. That's why when you look at the battle over the budget, it's not even just a battle over the horrendous deficit spending, a massive debt that's going to destroy us. The Democrats will destroy the private sector if they have to, just like the pandemic, to empower their mob, to empower their administrative state, these massive bureaucracy. It belongs to the Democrat Party. Antonio Gramsci, beginning of the last century, Italian communist, and he's not alone. There were others. He explained how the revolution would take place. It wouldn't be violent. Wouldn't be from the bottom up, it would be from the top down. That they had to secrete themselves into the media. That's what he said. Into government, into politics. One piece of the culture after another. The colleges and universities, the elementary schools, the secondary schools. And before you know it, the revolution has been accomplished. And that's exactly what's taken place. When people call themselves progressives, you have to understand they are the progeny of Marxism. It's what they are. And they sound it. Class warfare, get the rich. Trump's Hitler. We need to imprison him and keep him away. This is the language. This is the talk. This is who they are. Oh, I know. One day they'll be coming after yours truly. There's no question about it. But if you don't speak up, what the damn good are you? No question about it. I also think it's time that we acknowledge that Joe Biden is selling out America. He's selling out America to the Iranians. He's selling out America to all kinds of countries all over the world. That's why our border's open. Doesn't serve America's purpose. Certainly not in any good way. Joe Biden is selling out our country. I think of being on the take, he and his family for decades has had an effect. I truly do. Now, his brother's under investigation. His son was under investigation. The only one not under investigation is Biden. And he's the one that should be because he's president and wants to be president again. He's selling out our country to communist China. He has no plan to help Taiwan. None. None whatsoever. He will sell out anything. Anything for power. And this is the man who started as a true Confederate, throwing in with some of the most vile racists and segregationists in American history. He fought so hard, and the letters are there to prove it, to prevent the integration of our public schools. He said it was busing, but it was more than busing. And of course, he pushed one of the most anti-black criminal laws focused on the black community. And now he's the great white savior. Oh, yeah. No, he's what he's always been. And on top of that, he's an anti-Semite. And it's about time that people start having the guts to call him exactly what he is. I'll be right back.
This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. By the way, let me do this here. This is how the media report what this guy, what this judge said, Reggie Walton. A sitting federal judge harshly criticized Donald Trump's attacks on the judge overseeing the former president's criminal case tied to alleged hush money payments, telling CNN that such statements threaten the viability of the American legal system. So that's CNN So CNN has this judge on. Then CNN creates news around this judge. And so now Trump, you see, is the problem. Not the judge. Doesn't even occur to them to question the ethics of the judge. Doesn't even occur to them. That's why you hate the media. And you should. Because it's nothing more than a radical appendage to the Democrat Party. Nothing more, nothing less. Shania Shelton and Rashad Rose. It is shocking what this judge did. It's also a lie, flat-out lie, that Donald Trump threatened the judge and his daughter. It is a lie. Whereas Chuck Schumer did threaten to. I got to do it again, Rich. Do you have it? I've got to play it again, because if I don't, well, the backbenchers will, but let's get it going. Hit it again. This is Schumer. This is a threat to two Supreme Court justices. This is the threat that Judge Walton never said a damn thing about. Go.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
CNN, what do you make of that? I don't give a damn. They're a bunch of frauds. Hopefully in the next few years, CNN will shrivel up and blow away. The Mile Heist Club, this is from Politico. Air Force One faces a surprising threat, rampant theft. I said, what the hell is this about? Journalists and other status-obsessed Washingtonians who've been on the plane, that's Air Force One, have been making off with, quote, everything from engraved whiskey tumblers to wine glasses to pretty much anything with the Air Force One insignia on it, unquote, our colleagues at West Wing Playbook report. They're stealing stuff. They're stealing federal property. These swine, these slobs, they're stealing federal property right off Air Force One. True, it's been this way for years, but recently the problem has grown so bad. The White House Correspondents Association President Kelly O'Donnell sent out, quote, a terse reminder to colleagues that taking items off the plane was not allowed and reflected poorly on the press corps as a whole. It's a crime. Actually, the point of the crackdown, White House officials familiar with the matter said, was not to embarrass individual reporters, but to send a message that the thefts needed to stop. This is what we're dealing with. These so-called journalists are stealing stuff off the airplane. But that pales in comparison to this. I'm a huge MMA fan. I've been for many years. I think I'm the first one on radio who began talking about this many years ago. And really by accident. Many years ago, as I was going through the channels one weekend, I came across something that caught my attention. Pretty rough. It wasn't like you see today with the UFC or Bellator and everything. No, it was a cage fight. It looked like they were using a little league baseball field. They had a stage there. They had a fence around it. The guys had, shorts, their gloves on. And it was, I guess, early MMA. And I watched it for 6 hours straight. I couldn't stop watching it. I could not stop watching it. Why, you ask? I have always been intrigued by people who can use their hands. Building houses, plumbers, electricians, when they come here, I watch them. I can't do it. And you can actually see how skilled they are and how smart they are. They use their hands, but they have to apply their knowledge. And I watch people like this all the time. Like I say, I watch them build the house. Putting the footers in, the cement truck's coming, they put the forms in, the cement's poured, and from the bottom to the top, the roof, it just fascinates me. It's like a ordered chaos in a way, if you know what I mean. And yet it is a very efficient process. Boom, 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 boom. These are the men and women who make America work. The truck drivers, the ranchers, the farmers, the processors. I can go on and on and on. It's not the professors. It's not the media in Washington, D.C. and New York. It's not the politicians. These are the people who make America work. And I watch them. And so I think to some extent it reminds me of my parents who worked so damn hard when they started a nursery school and a day camp and they did everything. Everything. And then they opened a little retail store in suburban Philadelphia. They did everything. And when the economy was bad, they suffered. You wouldn't know it as their kids. There were no guaranteed salaries, no guaranteed pensions, no guaranteed medical care like you have in the bureaucracy and so forth. No. None of that. So I watch this UFC, and I think the attraction I have is these are real men and now women who rely on nothing but themselves. They get advice and all, but when you're in that ring, that's you. Your hands, your feet, your body, but your brain. It's a strategic sport, your brain. And they're certainly doing something I cannot do. And so, really, from the beginning of this broadcast, Mr. Producer, I've been talking about MMA and UFC and Bellator. And when they have, it's typically on a monthly basis, they're really big fights and so forth. I don't miss them. I don't miss them. Ask my wife. I'll tell her, all right, I've got UFC tonight. There's Bellator, whatever it is, and I'll watch it. Now, I cringe at times, don't get me wrong. But I'm just amazed at it. I also enjoy the commentary. The commentary is terrific. And really, the guy who's sort of the center of the commentary, the moderator of it, is Joe Rogan. I remember Joe Rogan when he used to have TV shows. I don't remember. People doing all kinds of weird stuff. But he really found his zone here, his lane here. And he's one of the biggest podcasters in America. But it's very enjoyable for me to watch this and to listen to the commentary and so forth. Daniel Cormier, who's a big hero of mine, and others. But something happened. I don't know if it was yesterday, the day before, today. Something happened. And it will forever change the way I watch the UFC. Forever. Hat tip, Breitbart, cut five. This is Joe Rogan on his podcast. Go.
I want to know what she was fired for. Because was it criticism of Israel? Was it, I mean, did she show that Edward Snowden video that he put up on Twitter that shows them drone bombing those kids that are, those men, I should say, unarmed people that were walking towards the rubble that clearly weren't causing any danger to anybody?
Yeah,
they just bombed them?
Yeah, no, it's your duty. It's just like for Biden or whoever you like, you're supposed to cover up for them. Because
but the whole thing is like they're always saying they're only targeting Hamas and everybody else is a casualty. Well, if those guys are just unarmed civilians and they're walking alone, that's what they appear to be.
Dresden.
And you just blast them from the sky with robots.
This is the tragedy of war.
Yeah, this is insane. And no one knows what to think now, because if you can't talk about that, if you can't say that's real, then you're saying that genocide is okay as long as we're doing it. And
that is what we're saying.
And if you're saying that from a perspective of someone who literally went through the Holocaust, or your people, your tribe, went through the Holocaust, and now you're willing to do it?
I hope the irony's not lost on you.
It's so nuts. It's so hard to imagine that someone, where a culture, like a country was like officially founded in, what, 47?
48.
48? Okay. Officially founded. So that's so recent. and you guys are willing to do what was done to you that led you to believe that you needed to start your own country? You're willing to do that at least on a small scale in Gaza? Like, there's nothing left. If you see the videos, let's see some recent footage of Gaza.
And so that's his entire perspective. He's got some snippets of video Snowden apparently put out. He doesn't know anything else. Snowden, who puts out stuff, typically Hamas-related stuff. And then we get to the Holocaust, and then we get to genocide, and then we get to the whole thing. What an ass. Oh, you can talk about it, Joe, but talk about all of it. No, these guys are just walking, and you're killing them. So, are they walking? Who was walking? Were they Hamas terrorists? Where were they walking toward? What were they doing? What exactly what was going on? He has no idea. He has no context. He didn't know anything. He's got this sidekick on there. Who was that? Do we even know, Mr. Producer? His guest, I know, but he's egging him on. So why didn't Rogan ask somebody to explain it? Why didn't he say, Mr. Dermy, you need to come on back. What is this video? What is? He didn't do any of that. Nobody can criticize them, Joe? What are you, blind as hell? You don't see the attacks on the Israelis and the IDF all over the world, at the UN, in the streets? You missing something, Joe? Can't talk about it, he says. Of course you can talk about it. Doesn't mean you're not going to be confronted and criticized if you make a dumbass statement because you don't know anything about what you were shown, nothing about any context whatsoever, nothing. Nothing. Joe Rogan accuses Israel of genocide, compares Gaza to the Holocaust. It's what I got out of it. It's what I got out of it. I don't know that Rogan's even been there. I don't mean in Gaza, but right outside. I don't know that he made any inquiry whatsoever. Did he send the video to somebody and ask them to explain it? Did he do any? No. Snowden posted it. It's good enough for him. But I see it with my eyes. What do you want me to say? What I want you to say is, I'm going to dig into this. But you didn't. You have your a-hole sidekick pushing you, and you both slapping each other on the back. You don't know a friggin' thing about what you're talking about. I don't care how big you are in podcasting. What do I care? So now Israel is committing genocide, and Gaza is the new Holocaust. Words to that effect. And you would think these people would know, having gone through the Holocaust. You would think these people would know. Now they're acting like the people who sent them through the Holocaust. I guess that's what he's saying. Best as I can make of it. I want to thank Breitbart for posting it. Afraid to talk about it. You know, I can't really talk about these things. What are you talking about, you moron? Everybody's talking and talking and talking. Using the Hamas figures, accusing Israel of genocide. Snowden put it out, so it must be good. But listen to what he said. There's no context. He really doesn't know what's happening. He doesn't know why it's happening. Doesn't know anything. But it doesn't matter because Snowden put it out. I think he should stick to pot and his position on vaccines, which I don't necessarily disagree with, by the way. He can say whatever he wants. Any moron with a soapbox can say whatever they want. Joe Biden mumbles through life every day. But the river to the sea crowd, the Islamists, the anti-Semites in the State Department, well, now they have a new friend. No, I'm not accusing Joe Rogan of being an anti-Semite. I'm accusing him of being a dumb bastard. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. In February 2023, Rogan said, "The idea that Jewish people are not into money is ridiculous. That's like saying Italians aren't into pizza." I mean, I could say that's like saying muscled up guys aren't into steroids, Mr. Producer. So he's got a little history here, does Joe? I forgot about that. I forgot about that. He didn't have anyone on there to push back. He didn't have anyone in there to question the context of what he was doing. And unfortunately, this is typical. This is what we're getting. It's typical. I guess that's the Joe Rogan experience, Mr. Producer. Here is a, how much time do I have, Rich? Susan DeWitt is 89 years old, a Holocaust survivor. Joe Rogan might want to play this on his big podcast. She's at Berkeley City Council meeting Tuesday. Cut three, go.
Led to the murder of 1,200 Israelis and the brutal torture and rape of women, the destruction of property.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this precipitated military response.
Cut four, go. Money changers, money chasers, you're traitors, you're spies for Israel, Zionist pigs, genocide enabler. We've got more hate floating around this country. More hate flowing around this country than I can ever remember. What do you think about that, Joe? Yeah, you go listen to your buddy Snowden. I'll be right back. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
The Mark Levin Show, the pool feed for the conservative media. Dive in now, 877-381-3811.
Apparently, Rogan allegedly made this comment. The idea that Jewish people are not into money is ridiculous. That's like saying Italians aren't into pizza. Apparently, he made that comment
in defense of Ilhan Omar, her comment about Israel was all about the Benjamins. But, you know, people say stuff and so forth. But the latest one where he's bringing up the Holocaust and accusing the Jews in Israel of what they're doing, that to me is really grotesque. It's just disgusting. And the fact that he's an imbecile, he doesn't really know the subject very well, which he demonstrates. And he has another comedian sitting there. Apparently it's another comedian bouncing the stuff off of him. It's a very serious matter. Again, you can say whatever you want. Nobody's saying you can't. Go ahead. Who cares? But so can I. Conservatives will be too afraid of this guy. Radio hosts, podcasters will be too afraid of this guy. They'll worry that, gee, I'll never go on a show, or gee, or who cares? Who gives a damn? Honest to God. We get to speak too. We red-blooded Americans who know the difference between Hamas and Israel. We know the difference. Whether Joe does or not. No, but you don't understand. He saw this clip from Snowden. Okay. Well, that takes care of that. That means everything. I don't know if they're online or on TV or whatever, they'll show you a little clip of something, and then they'll show you the whole context of it, and you go, oh, wait a minute, that's what happened. Remember that? You ever see those things, Mr. Producer? I honestly, forget it. I said what I need to say. What do you want me to do, Rich? It's very disappointing to me, very. So now I'll watch UFC, but every time he opens his big mouth, I'll silence it. Because what do I care what he has to say? I don't. What'd you say? I don't view myself as a money changer, Mr. Producer. I have a few Benjamins in my pocket, though. I do. I have to confess. I went to the ATM. Yes, I did. Whew. What you heard earlier was the pro-Hamas protesters at the Berkeley City Council meeting Tuesday. This elderly lady, 89 years old, Joe Rogan will perhaps want to know, a Holocaust survivor. And they were talking about various events that they were planning. And the River to the Sea crowd surrounded her, shouted her down. This was at the Berkeley City Council event, their meeting, I should say. And you heard the allegations about how much did these a-holes give you to this old lady? Cowards, go chase the money, you money suckers. You know, it's like Italians with pizza, right, Joe? You're traitors to the country. You're spies for Israel, Zionist pig, genocide enabler. Imagine having survived the Holocaust and listening to this from these Islamists. Would Joe and his ilk don't understand these Islamists would cut his throat in 2 seconds if they had a shot at it. 2 seconds. Because he's an American. Because he's an American. But there we are. Inell Schelein is a former State Department official. She was on MSNBC yesterday. She quit the State Department, which is a beehive of Jew haters, Joe. And she quit them, the State Department, because she couldn't put up with the pro-Israel policies of Biden, you know, funding Iran, funding Hamas, funding the Hutus, funding Hezbollah, rearming Iran. Donald Trump had this all wrapped up. All these guys were on their backs, but not now. Yes, the pro-Israel positions. And she's being interviewed by Joy Reid, who is a complete bigot, always has been. She's got quite a history, too. I mean, a bigot, not just with Jews in Israel, but whites, homosexuals. Go down the list. But now, she's a civil libertarian, a freedom fighter.
And she's on MSLSD. And, of course, she wants to hear from this former State Department official. Cut six, go.
You made a decision to not just resign quietly, but to do so publicly. Tell me why.
So initially, I was not planning to do so publicly. As you mentioned, I was only briefly at the State Department, just for a year. And I'd planned to resign quietly.
So she's there for a year. Reminds me of some of these people who attack Trump. You know, they're there like a year, year and a half, and the media promote them like they're some kind of insiders when they're not. And so that's what we have here. Anel Sheline. They was there about a year. Go ahead.
But when I started to tell colleagues that I was planning to resign because of Gaza, they said, please speak for us. Many, many people are not in a position where they feel they could resign. They've spent their whole
career. Okay, that's enough, but it just underscores the point. State Department hasn't changed since the 30s. Our buddy Jesse Waters' show, pro-Hamas protesters interviewed outside the New York City Biden fundraiser yesterday, says our government's funding genocide. And if I had to guess, the Joe Rogan Experience program probably agrees with that. So he won't vote for Biden. Now, these people want the state of Israel blown off the face of the earth and all the people with it. Because there's never been a more pro-Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, you name it, than Joe Biden. Except maybe his puppet handler, the puppeteer, Obama, who's now out of the closet showing up wherever Joe does. And why not? Because his staff works for Joe. Cut one, go.
What are you here protesting about?
I hate old white men.
I'm protesting American empire.
The American government is funding a genocide with our tax monies.
I'm protesting the American government. Simple as that.
Why are you mad at Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is an old white man.
He's a clown.
He's supporting Israel against Palestine. That's what we're angry about.
He's racist. He's ruining the country.
He's not listening to the American people.
No genocide, Joe. The whole damn system's got to go.
Everyone's also mad with Obama and Clinton, are you?
Because Obama did drone strikes in the Middle East during his presidency.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
My message to Joe Biden is cease fire now.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I don't believe you have an ounce of guilt in your body.
If Joe Biden keeps it up, are you going to vote for him?
No.
No? I'm definitely not voting for him. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
What about Joe Biden? Does he have your vote?
No, he doesn't have my vote.
Are you registered to vote? Did he ask that question? Probably not. Probably not. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Well, Gruesome Newsom's at it again. A $20 minimum wage. Doesn't that sound great? Well, Washington Examiner, for 8 years, Michael Ojeda delivered food for a Pizza Hut in Ontario, California, using the income he received to support his family. In December, the 29-year-old received a letter from the pizza franchise informing him that his employment was being terminated in February. Well, the news shook him, of course. Pizza Hut was my career for nearly a decade. And with little to no notice, it was taken away, he said, whose story was recently highlighted by the Wall Street Journal. Ojeda appears to be just one of thousands and thousands of casualties of a new California law that will raise the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour on April 1 for all restaurant chains that have at least 60 locations nationally. Now, folks, before I continue with this, it's already a disaster. You go through a fast food drive-through, you're paying $12 a kid, maybe $15. You have four kids. Well, let's do it this way. You have two kids and a husband and a wife. You can't get out of there without spending $60. $60. Making $20 instead of $15 sounds like a win, but economics shows there's no such thing as a free lunch. California lawmakers just proved it, writes John Meltimore. When the minimum wage goes up, the money to pay workers must come from somewhere. It typically comes from three places: higher prices to the consumer, reduced labor costs in other areas, that is, fewer workers, fewer hours, reduced benefits, and lower profits and capital expenditures. Many minimum wage proponents want to focus just on the last item, profits, and ignore the other adverse consequences of the policy, but events unfolding in California show this is a huge mistake. Restaurant franchisees such as Chipotle, Jack in the Box, and McDonald's have already announced they'll be jacking up prices to cover labor costs, which are expected to increase by roughly $250,000 per location for many of these restaurants. But raising menu prices isn't the only way California restaurants are responding. Records submitted to the state show Pizza Hut and Round Table Pizza plan to sack nearly 1,300 delivery drivers. Other chains are taking similar actions, and many restaurants have stopped hiring new workers. Critics of the law predicted it would result in less employment, and that's exactly what's happening. California had 726,600 people working in fast food and other limited services eateries in January, the Wall Street Journal reports, down 1.3% from last September when the state backed a deal for the increased wages. Oh, it's going to get worse, because people aren't going to go to fast food restaurants anymore. The reason you go to the fast food restaurant is twofold. It's fast and it's cheap. If it's fast and it's expensive, people are not going to go there. They're going to blow out these businesses and they're going to blow out these jobs. Because Marxists, leftists, Democrats, they don't let it run anything except their mouths. This is the only way restaurants will reduce labor costs. Benefit cuts, fewer hours, a shift toward automation are also all on the table. But the layoffs at California restaurants are what is currently generating the most attention, and for good reason. Work isn't just a paycheck. For many, it's something that brings meaning, an idea that author David Sturt explored in his best-selling book, Great Work. It showed that even so-called unglamorous jobs often provide purpose, a sense of responsibility to those who work with them. This is one reason researchers say losing a job can be psychologically crushing. It destroys that sense of purpose, while simultaneously taking away from people the single biggest antidote to poverty, a job. And that's not merely rhetoric. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that 4% of people who spend at least 27 or more weeks per year in the labor force fall below the poverty level, compared to 12.4% overall. It's not an exaggeration to say a job is the single most important path out of poverty. If you doubt this, consider Mr. Ojeda, who after 8 years as a driver for Pizza Hut was unceremoniously axed. The wages and the tips he received as a driver are gone. And so now he filed for unemployment. How Ojeda will continue to provide for his mother and partner is unclear. But how he arrived here is, California lawmakers outlawed his job by presuming to know what a just wage is for restaurant workers. Now the California legislature is reportedly scrambling to carve out additional exemptions for restaurants. But for Mr. Ojeda and the thousands of other fast food workers put out of work by California's law, it's already too late. And these job losses reveal the truth of economist Thomas Sowell's famous adage, the real minimum wage is zero. The real minimum wage is zero. The genius that is Thomas Sowell. Let me tell you something. The Democrats want to do to the country what they've done to California. Destroy it. I'll be right back.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in America with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, much, much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. My wife Julie and I decided it was time to add more flowering trees to our landscape, and Fast Growing Tree was a great resource for us. A large selection and no hassle ordering or shipping. This spring they have the best deals online, up to half off on selected plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code Levin at checkout. L-E-V-I-N. Now that's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using code Levin. Levin at checkout. FastGrowingTrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit FastGrowingTrees.com for details.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Here we are, America. Breaking news, the Daily Mail. LeBron James is, quote-unquote, very concerned about squatters. A nearby $5 million home throwing cocaine orgy parties in ritzy neighborhood he shares with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. The NBA star, 39, bought an extravagant $36.8 million mansion in Beverly Hills in 2022. And then he tore it down and built his own home. I know, America sucks. Just two doors down from his property, squatters took over a home in October. He's reportedly very concerned. The NBA star, let's see here, they already said that. According to the outlet, what outlet? According to the outlet, Curbed, C-U-R-B-E-D, I'm sure it's fantastic. One of the neighbors got in touch with LeBron James' house manager. Oh, he has a house manager. That's pretty good. I don't have a house manager. Do you, Rich? I think my house manager is me. They were told James was very concerned. The four-bedroom, six-bathroom home at a Beverly Grove place had been on the market sitting empty for months before squatters moved in October. Let's see here. The Daily Mail previously reported the squatters have been throwing near-nightly raucous rave parties, and the police are powerless to shut them down. Isn't it amazing how these blue states destroy themselves? Can't throw their asses out and send them to jail. Get the hell out of my house. It's become complicated, don't you know? The parties often don't start until 2 a.m., run on for hours, and have resulted in assaults, fires, arrests since they began in the celebrity-packed Beverly Hills. Hey. It's the wrong side of the tracks there, bro. Beverly Hills? No. South Central? Yeah, that's all right. Beverly Hills? No. South Central? Yes. At one point, the squatters were even advertising rooms in the nearly 6,000-square-foot home on Booking.com for $300 a night and charge hundreds of party guests $75 entry fees at the gate. Now, I dare you to try and make any change in your home today in California without getting approval from 17 levels of government. But if you're a squatter, you're an illegal alien, why bother? They claim they are valid tenants, though the homeowner and property agent deny any rental agreements exist. Billionaires Jeff Bezos, Ron Burkle, all live within half a mile of the home. James's house manager, who is not to be named,
said he had to keep security guards at the NBA star's building since 24/7, in part because of the squatters' parties. My goodness. I see John Legend lives near there, Seth MacFarlane. You got all kinds of liberal Democrats. I've heard from my security team up there about all the crazy cars, crazy parties at night, how we're not able to get into our property sometimes because they're blocking the street with their cars. Just the nuisance at night with the loud music, people floating out to the streets, he said. It's one of the reasons we have security 24/7. One neighbor, Rick Rantkin, told DailyMail.com that police were unable to evict the residents because they'd obtained driver's license with a property address. Excuse me? Why don't you just go look at the title? That ought to work. What do you mean the driver's license? And even produced a rental agreement, which the property's current listing agent insists is a fake. The homeowners and their realtor said they have not authorized any rentals or residents. Have hired journalist and crime writer Mark Ebner as a private investigator to probe the squatters. Oh, my God. What's going on in Beverly Hills? Neighborhood's gone to hell. Ebner said he has spent several nights outside the mansion watching the raucous antics from the street. The pills and other potential evidence of drug use around the house has prompted LAPD to revert the case to the narcotics division. Recent police call-outs to the home recorded on the app Citizen include a report of a man in a bucket hat assaulting someone with a mental box on January 13, a battery incident on December 2nd, and a reported burglary on November 23. You know what I would say? I'd get the hell out of that neighborhood, Mr. Producer. Got to go to a better neighborhood than this one in Beverly Hills. Maybe a normal middle-class neighborhood. Think they could handle that, LeBron? I don't know. LAPD senior lead officer James Allen told the Daily Mail he had been handling the police investigations. He said the controversial residents claimed to cops that they were friends of the former. How hard is this to unravel, Mr. It's simple. Can I see the title? No. Okay, obviously the contract is fake. The other party says they never signed. Oh, okay. But look at my driver's license. They're using the home outside of its original purpose illegally. The mansion itself has a colorful ownership history. Well, do tell. A title report on the property reveals it was previously owned by hip-hop mogul Damon Dash, as long as it's not P. Diddy, Mr. Producer, from 2003 to 2007. The gated home on Beverly Grove Place was also owned by Dr. Yabba Dabba Doo, who fled the U.S. in 2013. He was investigated for murdering his mistress to get money from an insurance company. Does that ever work? I don't think so. Jeff Scapa, private mortgage lender, told Daily Mail he loaned $3.8 million to the current owner, a company called MDRZ. Scapa said a court ruled he could foreclose on the home, but that process was frozen when the property company filed for bankruptcy. Very complicated there. So you think it's easy in Beverly Hills? It's very difficult. And LeBron's very worried. He's very upset. And honestly, I don't blame him. The billionaires and millionaires, they have to put up with this? They shouldn't have to put up with this. No. Now, of course, in the streets of America, we have massive carjacking, murder, rape, mayhem. People can't take their subways and so forth and so on. I understand Charlemagne the God is very upset with the mayor of New York for hyping crime. You hear that one, Mr. Producer? This is the insanity that swirls around a decaying city, a decaying town, a decaying country. That's why people are trying to find safe havens. They're fleeing to Texas. They're fleeing to Florida. They're fleeing to Tennessee. Some are going to Wyoming or Montana. That's where I ought to go. That's where I ought to go. One of those. But that's what people are doing. Oh, my God. Beverly Hills. Well, there goes the neighborhood, as they say, Mr. Producer. Coke parties, orgies, all the rest. And the cops can't do a damn thing about it. The fact is, if somebody were in charge, they can do everything about it. As I said, you go to the title. You don't look at driver's licenses. It's obvious the contract was forged. And you move them. I need 60 days in a court order.
Because our society now is built, particularly in blue states and very blue cities, for the criminal. It's built for the miscreant and the malcontent. It's built for the illegal alien. It's not built for the citizen. It's not built for taxpayers. It's not built for people who actually own their homes or legitimately rent properties and so forth. It's not built for that. It's built to protect all the, how can I put this? All the lowlifes. May I say it that? Mr. Burnett, lowlife, that's still legal, isn't it? That's how it's built. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One more clip, and then I'm sick of the clips. But this is always good. You know, Michael Steele was the failed head of the RNC. Used to be on Fox all the time. I had him on here a couple of times. I was never impressed with this guy, ever. But he's very impressed with himself because now he's out there telling America that should Trump become president, he'll become a dictator and he'll arrest people who protest. Now, Joe Biden's doing these things. He's actually doing them. But Michael Steele is so blinded by his paycheck and so blinded by his hate for Trump that none of that matters. He's one of the Republicans that MSLSD wants. Cut seven, go.
And so when he's back in that office, you need to understand what a man says he wants to be a dictator, what that means for your freedoms.
He's explained it as a joke. So why are you being a jackass? You're a buffoon. He's explained it over and over again. So why are you peddling this crap, Michael? Do you know it's a lie? I hope they're paying you enough to destroy what reputation you have left. And you're also blind. Joe Biden defying Supreme Court decisions? The open border in violation of multiple federal immigration laws? You don't even talk about that. Biden, whose family's made millions from foreign countries? That's not on your radar. What's that all about? Biden, who said to his ghostwriter, they don't know I have these. A confession that he stole classified information for the purpose of selling it. That is, to get an $8 million book deal. Why doesn't that at least nudge your conscience, Michael, because you don't have any anymore? That's what we mean by a sellout. You're a sellout. Let's continue, shall we? Go.
Joe Biden on Gaza. You can be pissed because he didn't get the, this or that policy through. But you'll be able to
What are you rambling about? Joe Biden on Gaza. Where's that come? Okay, this is a rambling moment, of which he has many. Go ahead.
Lafayette Square at Radio City Music Hall in 2025, 26, 27, and protest what? That is not a guarantee from the man who says he wants to be a dictator. And you need to really process that and
now,
get
let me,
over
let me work on this. Let me process this. So you're in favor of the violence that took place on Lafayette Square, you moron? They almost destroyed the St. John's Church. They almost destroyed the Reagan Ancillary Building in Washington, D.C. They did destroy the one kosher restaurant in Washington, D.C. and other places in Washington. You're in favor of that, you moron? Over 50 Secret Service agents were hurt as they tried to scale the fence. They had to take the president to the bunker, the nuclear bunker under the White House. Oh, yes, yes. Watch how he arrests these people. Really? Again, you must be blind or dumb or both. Now they're arresting all the people from January 6th. And the U.S. attorney there wants to arrest people who are just standing on the lawn. And the U.S. attorney had to be put in his place by a federal judge because he said, you shouldn't let any of these people out, judge, even though this issue of 1502, the Enron obstruction issue, is being taken up by the Supreme Court. You shouldn't stay their sentence and wait for the Supreme Court hearing. Put them back in prison and keep them there. And the judge said, what are you talking about? But Michael Steele, the voice of our conscience, the voice of reason, a man for all occasions, a chameleon. I'm trying to process it, Michael. Go ahead.
No, whatever's ailing you right now. Because
Shut up, you idiot. You're ailing me right now. You're not just an embarrassment generally. You're an embarrassment to your family. I guarantee you, they won't say anything. I'll say it. Joey Biden. Joey Robinette Biden. Lunch Bucket Joe from Scranton. Never held a lunch bucket in his life. Never held a blue-collar job in his life. A Lunch Bucket Joe. You know who I mean. He's still flying illegal aliens into America, even though he's been told to cut it out. What do you mean, Mark? From The Blaze, The Blaze News Center, Candace Hathaway, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd. They only quote him when he backed that ridiculous piece of legislation. Otherwise, they don't know anything from Brandon Judd. We don't want to talk to that. Brandon Judge told the New York Post on Wednesday that the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of migrant encounters at the southern border. What do you think about this, LeBron? At this point, you should be concerned about it, no? No? The judge explained that, the administration is flying migrants into the United States so that the border doesn't look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. I think that, I'm going to say this because I mean it. I think that Governor Abbott should ship illegal immigrants from communist China, from communist Venezuela, and other places to Beverly Hills, to the street where all the liberal Democrats live, Mr. Producer. What's wrong with that? I mean, everybody else has to live with this. They just having, you know, cocaine sex parties down the street, and LeBron and the rest of them are getting all worked up. They don't know what it's like to have thousands and thousands of people in their streets, defecating in the streets, knocking on their doors. They don't have any sense of that. So they need to experience it. They're just paroling people in through airports rather than having them come across the border, Judd told the Post. They're just going to keep the numbers at about 5,000 border crossings per day, parole people in and say, oh, look, we cut our numbers. But Michael Steele has nothing to say about this because he's a fraud and a phony and a fake. The number of border encounters is astronomically high compared to the Trump and Obama administrations, he said. We're still five times higher than what we should be, but lower than those record number of apprehensions to the southern border, he's saying, because of these flights. Now, Joe wouldn't lie. Come on. I have these. They don't even know. What's that, Joe? Classified information. I have them. According to the Center for Immigration Studies Freedom of Information lawsuit, the Biden administration used Customs and Border Protection's cell phones, app, CP1, to secretly fly in 320,000 inadmissible illegal migrants. Can you imagine? We actually have a president who's flying people, foreigners, aliens, into this country illegally by the hundreds of thousands?
But don't worry, he stands for you union guys. He stands for the little guy. Don't worry. It's the rich guys you got to get, you know, like the LeBron Jameses. Yeah, get the rich guys.
In January 2023, the Biden administration expanded it. Encouraged migrants to apply for entry while in their home country. So they hand them these, or they tell them to apply in an app. In some cases, they do hand themselves. Apply on this app. Tell us you want to come in and we'll come get you. This is the Biden immigration policy. But we shouldn't, you see, we shouldn't impeach Mayorkas. It's not his fault just because he's doing all the dirty work. Yeah, okay, right. But he's following orders. Remember that line? Just following orders? Maybe Joe Rogan will remember that. Hey, Joe, just following organs? What's that remind you of, Joe? Come on, man. Somebody needs to take Joe to a little trip to Auschwitz. And then take him to that little festival field where all those kids were raped and murdered, brutalized. Then take him into Gaza and say, Joe, have a good time. See you in a week. I'll be right back.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The one-man antidote for liberal media bias, Mark Levin. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
I'm going to have to slap myself silly, Mr. Producer. I haven't mentioned our wonderful shows this weekend on Life, Liberty, and Levin. Folks, 8 p.m. tomorrow night, Eastern Time.
Fantastic show. You're not going to want to miss it. With Stephen Moore and an expert on American Marxism as the second guest. And, of course, my opening statement. Sunday show, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Same time, same place, different show, same format. It's a really killer show. We're going to have the former head of the Federal Election Commission talking about this Manhattan case, Brad Smith. And then we're going to have Lee Zeldin on as well. And, of course, my opening statement. Now, if you're not sure you can watch it or not, maybe you'll be distracted by sports or something, go ahead and set your DVR right now so you don't miss it. Set your DVR right now so you don't miss it. These are killer shows. They're only twice a week. If you miss them, you miss them, and I want you to watch them if you can. And if you're not interested, I'll just go away. Now, last Saturday, I was the only one to report that we went head-to-head with a Bill Maher show that CNN ran. And our overall audience was 400,000 people larger than his. Did you read that anywhere, Mr. Producer? Now, if he had beaten me, you would have read it somewhere. But we crushed Bill Maher. Now, I'm nothing against Bill Maher. I'm nothing against Bill Maher. From time to time, he actually makes some sense. You want to know the truth. But that's not the point. CNN thought that they could do it. They can't. Same with this slot that I have in radio. Our competitors have tried everybody. Everybody. We've had 7 different competitors who've tried to take this show down, and they have failed. The only way this show can be taken down is by taking the format away, right? But you can still hear me no matter what, because there's so many opportunities, so many places out there, so many places out there. And so we want to make that clear. All right. I've caught up.
Let's go to Jimmy, Brooklyn, New York, our big buddy there, WABC. Jimmy, go right ahead.
About 5 or 6 years ago, I attended an event in Brooklyn of a communist front group to hear somebody who's considered to be a Hamas spokesperson. Could I mention the name of the group?
What? How do I know?
Well,
whisper it to me. Whisper it.
Some
whisper
hosts it. Don't want names
whisper
the newspapers.
It. The name of the group.
The name of the group was the Brecht Forum. The name was changed to the Brooklyn Commons. At that address, it's also Brooklyn for Peace. They support the PLO. They support Hamas. I was at the event. Their propaganda was totally professional and excellent, powerful propaganda against Israel. Mm-hmm. So the enemy are very effective. And they have there's a little girl that...
Did they have a video from Snowden? Which apparently is very persuasive to Joe Rogan.
I saw videos, and it's very powerful stuff. Now, this Brecht Forum is the place. Remember I told you in the past about that communist newspaper that de Blasio helped fund? And in that communist newspaper, they're pushing reprinted publications at two different publishing houses. One is in Moscow, and one is the headquarters, the American Communist Party headquarters in New York. Hmm. So this place connects the Democratic Socialist of America, the Democrat Party, the Communist Party, foreign communist parties, and Muslim
power.
All interconnects. All interconnects at this place. It's at 388.
Don't start giving out addresses. Come on.
Well, the enemy knows.
All right,
where.
Jimmy, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. You got the information out, but we're not handing out numbers and addresses and all the rest. Are we, Mr. Producer? All right, where the hell did I put the list here? Hold on. Oh, there it is. We got callers from Montana, New York, Pennsylvania, Colorado. Let's go to Rochester, New York. WHAM, the great WHAM. Diane, how are you?
I'm just fine, but actually I'm just holding my breath watching everything going on. Mark, I would like to make just three very quick points for your audience and yourself. Number one, backing up Dr. Jill Biden's comment regarding the Berlin being the center of the LGBTQXYZ scenario.
Yes, before World War II, she said. She heard.
I will bet you she got that from Cabaret with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey, because that depicted in 1931 the last days of the Weimar Republic, the Nazis' rise to power. So we are talking, you know, just face value ignorance.
So we're talking about an idiot when we talk about Joe Biden. May I say that with all due respect?
Yes. Said as only you can say it. Number two, I am very concerned about this tragedy, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. You know, you can read so much into it, okay? The national anthem written by Francis Scott Key, that is our national anthem. Mm. And my point is...
So we have to destroy it, and we have to destroy him. You know that.
Exactly. My point is this. Now... people are going to be upset with this or whatever because they just tune it out or they don't want to dig further. Mitch McConnell's wife is Chinese, and they are attached to the mothership via the umbilical cord. Okay? Her father is the Chinese.
We know all this. I've talked about Peter Schweizer's been on the program. She's American with Chinese heritage, ancestry. And we know about her father and the deal he cut with the communist Chinese, and Peter Schweizer has talked about it. Give me point three before we run out of time.
Yes, this issue about the squatters. To me, they represent the Democrats. They are unqualified. They are destructive. They are here with an attitude of they're going to take, take, take.
That's a good point, and they crap in their pants. Like Joe. Joe no doubt walks around with Depends. How much you want to bet? You want to bet, Diane? I'm not against Depends as a rule. People need Depends. That's fine. Just presidents shuffling around. I don't think there's any question about that, do you?
No, there isn't.
I think we need an investigation into that, too. We need a real intrepid reporter at the next press conference. Ms. What is the idiot saying? Yeah. We need a question here, yes. You want to see your head explode? Does Joe Biden wear Depends? How dare you? You know better than that. As we've said and have been very clear in the past, we've said repeatedly. All right, Diane, thank you. It's Friday. You got to have a little fun. Stephanie, Altoona, Pennsylvania, on the Mark Levin app. Stephanie, how are you?
Oh, Mark, it's a pleasure to hear
you. Thank you. Thank you.
How are the pups? I didn't get an update ever.
Well, Ronnie, who's, just so people know, we have Ronnie and Toby. Ronnie, they're both male. Ronnie has gone from 32 to 38 pounds. When we got him, he was too thin. And Toby's gone from like 10 pounds to 12. And he's a real pistol. And they're great, great, great dogs. Thank you.
You got the house training worked out?
Perfect. No accidents anymore. You just got to muscle through it. We have a great trainer. Her name's Lauren. Great, great job.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to hear
you. Now, as for me, it's a whole other story. Anyway, go ahead.
The other kind of point I wanted to bring up was the squatter issue in Beverly Hills. History repeats itself. The Spawn Ranch, I think that brings up memories.
Mr. Ritter, she's coming in and out. I can't hear you very well. I apologize, but you're coming in and out. So we're going to have to move on, but I do apologize. Let's move quickly, shall we? Montana, Pete, KJJR, go right ahead, Pete, quickly, please.
Hey, Mark. The last lady was referring to the Spahn Ranch where the Manson family was encamped.
Ah.
Anyway,
yes.
I heard you talking about thinking about at least visiting Montana.
Do you have a nice corner of Montana where I can go and be left alone for the rest of my life?
The Northwest, I call it the deep state of flyover country, brother. Mm-hmm. It is God's country up here.
But, Pete, here's the problem. I don't like killer bears. I don't like most wild animals. Not that I want to kill them. I like to look at nature very comfortably in my living room out the window. So that could be problematic, couldn't it?
Well, we also got immigrants coming across from Canada, too.
Oh. So,
depends on how big their teeth are, I guess.
Yeah, well, bears have very big teeth and very big claws. Thank you, my brother. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s. The breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Chuck, I'm a quasi-professional. What do you want? I don't want you to forget. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Set your DVR. Life, Liberty, and Levin. Now, we're going to have some great interviews down the road with President Trump and others, as the other hosts do, but nobody interviews President Trump like I do. You know how I know that, Mr. Producer? He told me that because I let him actually finish a thought. We go to America every Friday in honor of you. Here we go.
The week is over. The weekend officially begins right now. Please don't forget Life, Liberty, and Levin, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Set your DVR. You can do two things at once if you're going out or watching something else. Just set it. You can set it right now. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the freedom fighters all over the world, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and Israel. We have your back, Israel. And good night, Spritey and Griffey and Pepsi. Good night, Smokey and Zelda and Gigi. Good night, Indy and Patton and Rory. Good night, my little Barney and Marty. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Good night, Leo. Good night, Joe. Good night, Bernard. Good night, Teddy. So many good nights. Good night, America. I'll see you tomorrow night on Fox, 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, God bless.